Sun's Huddle is presented by Houston Community College. Start here, go anywhere. By M&G Bank, the A Bank. And by Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off today for a chance to win big. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Texans Huddle. Patty Smith alongside cornerback Jonathan Joseph, guest host of the day. Thanks for doing this.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Now, we interview you all the time. You're on TV all the time, but this is like in an official capacity. Do you feel like a newscaster?
Some sort. Hopefully I'm good at it.
All right, well, let's test you out. Now, let's first start the show with kind of finishing out last week's game against the Titans. Obviously a big win for you guys. Kind of finishing out the first half of the season on a high note. Kind of just talk about the importance of that heading into that bye week and really kind of just sum up the first half of the season for us.
I think just getting the division win within itself means a lot for the team. You know, your rankings, things that's going to add up at the end of the season for playoff hopes and things like that. And I think, you know, just coming off a few games, you know, losing a couple games back to back, I just think the team, you know, confidence we needed to go into that bye week to where you don't want to have a long week, you know, coming off a loss. So I think, you know, that was a huge win for us as a team just to get everyone back on the right track from a winning standpoint. And I just think this season has been a little rocky, you know, up and down. There's some games, you know, obviously the Miami and Atlanta game that come to mind where, you know, the score was a little lopsided or one-sided, I should say. But I think the other games we were kind of close and we didn't finish those games or make, you know, enough plays to actually win those games. And I think that kind of, you know, states our season right now at this midway point.
Well, now this is the part of the show where we do our HCC play of the week, and we're going to let you pick that play from that game.
I would have to go with Nate Washington's touchdown over Sensabaugh in that game. Anytime you're going against your former team, you want to do well. And to go in and get a big score at a needed time in that game, I think was huge for us as a team. And it was a big play. You know, he made a tough catch, came down with it, actually got injured on the play and finished the game. So I would have to give that play of the game.
Well, and it was very cool for him because he was able to do it against his former team. You now going back to Cincinnati against your former team this week. So did you kind of understand or sort of know kind of how special that was for him to be able to do that in that instance?
Oh, absolutely. You know, Nate was there for 6 years, and just to come into a game like that, a rivalry game, you know, on a new team, I know, you know, the way that you feel inside because I had the same feeling when I went against Cincinnati in the past. And just to go and perform well against that team and make a huge play like that, you know, I can only imagine how excited he was because I remember when I did it, you know, a couple of times against Cincinnati, you know, one in particular last year.
We'll talk more about Cincinnati in just a little bit, but let's talk about this defense this year. Some injuries back there in the secondary, seeing some new faces, guys like Kevin Johnson really stepping up. Just your overall kind of thoughts, specifically as it pertains to the secondary, as to how you guys have gelled and how you're coming along.
I think we've kind of been, you know, piecing guys in there. We haven't had, like, you know, a full three or four games where it's been the same unit for whatever reason. You know, obviously Kevin's a rookie. I think he's been performing well throughout the season. You know, with Kareem being down, he stepped in and started, you know, the past three or four games for us. And I just think, as a rookie, it's always going to be a challenge just because you have high expectations, not only for yourself, but from the fans and the pressure of just being drafted high in this league. And I think us as a secondary, you know, me being a veteran back there along with the other guys, it's our job to perform, you know, under any circumstances. Doesn't matter what's going on. We have to kind of block it out and just continue to move forward. And I think now we kind of have a little continuity together, you know, with the same group going in there. You know, obviously Kareem's out, but I just think now we kind of moving forward, taking it one game at a time.
Well, you mentioned the word continuity, and that's something I had a chance to talk to Mike Vrabel about, linebackers coach Mike Vrabel, about continuity not only within the position group, but within each other, like, or within the whole defense. Like, how important is the continuity from you guys as defensive backs to communicate with the linebackers, kind of integrating both position groups?
Yeah, you know, I think we live by the term next man up always, you know, and you have to live by that. But I think, you know, sometimes when you don't get to practice with a certain guy for a long period of time or experience, you know, that experience in the game with them, I think it can be a little lacking in communication there sometimes. And I think it's our job to overstress it in practice, you know, because it's always good to have communication from, you know, the linebackers to the back end because we kind of control the ball when it's in the air and we have to fit into the run as well. So I think the more and more that we out there together, just the more comfortable we are with one another and able to make those checks, you know, not having any hesitation and where it's able to just to come out your mouth within a split second.
Well, as I mentioned, I did have a chance to catch up with Mike Vrabel and hear what he had to say about the linebacking core throughout the course of the season. In his second year as Texans linebackers coach, Mike Vrabel has had his challenges, specifically when it comes to injuries. First-round draft pick Jadeveon Clowney has been out more than he's been in, and Bernardrick McKinney and Akeem Dent were also banged up heading into the bye week.
We always talk about, you know, not the injury, but how we deal with it as players and then as coaches. You know, as a player, you have to do everything in your power to get back as fast as you can and try to be positive, because the injury rate in football is 100%. I mean, everybody is bound and determined to get injured. As coaches, we have to get the guys behind each other ready and then figure out which combination of guys work.
One guy who has stepped up and has proven to be part of that right combination is Whitney Mercilus. Coming off a 3.5 sack game against the Titans, Whitney is feeling more and more comfortable, especially being able to come off his old spot on the right side.
I think that it's a confidence thing for Whitney. I think once he, because he rushed Jokel really well. If you look back, and he really did a nice job against him in Jacksonville. And I think so if he has success against the guy early in the game and he's like, okay, this works, and I can go to this and I can come back and, use a power rush and run him over one time, make him miss another time, that then he starts to build on that. No different than, like we try to talk to him like a pitcher in baseball. It's not just straight fastball. It's different pitches. It's different moves. And I think when he realizes that that works early in the game, that there's some confidence through the course of four quarters.
I know he's not your position coach, but is it kind of cool to have a guy back there that's so recently kind of removed from the NFL as far as just relating to a coach?
Yeah, it is. It's a little unique within itself, I think. I was still actually playing. I was young in my career when he was still playing in this league. And just to see a guy like him make the transition into a coach, looking from afar when he's at Ohio State, then to come here and be with them, firsthand, I think he does a tremendous job. But not only interacting with the players, just, kind of coming out to practice sometimes, showing the guys, he knows his long days and his long hours put into it, but he has fun, he enjoys it, he gets everyone into it, and he challenges the guys. And I think, having a guy like that with the track record from him being so successful throughout his career, it makes the guys that's playing the game want to be even more hungry.
All right, we have to take a time out here on the show, but don't go anywhere. More with Jonathan when we come back. Stay with us.